Strengthen your immune system with Goldman Laboratories liposomal vitamin C and get 10% off. Quote 10 off at goldmanlaboratories.com.
Hello everyone and welcome to my show, Fit Life, Healthy Mind and Body. My name is Natalia Kotowska and I will be your host. This is UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. With over 13 years of international experience in sport and fitness, years of studies, I would like to share my knowledge, experience, and most importantly, my endless love and passion for living healthy lifestyle for my mental and physical well-being. On this show, we will be talking about fitness, sport, healthy living, nutrition, fitness fads, and more. We will be answering your questions. We will have guest speakers, and what's most importantly, we will exercise together. Yes, you heard me right. In every episode, we will have a healthy dose of exercise that we will do together. So we won't just talk about the fit life, we will actually experience the fit life together. Are you ready? Then let's go! They say that champions are not born, they are made. And the same can be said about my guest today. This episode is Release Your Inner Champ, because we all have it in ourselves, our inner fighter. He or she is there with us through the good and the bad times. All we have to do is just to believe in it and let it do its magic. I started to box when I was 27 years old, so pretty late, not knowing where it would lead me. After 6 years of training, 6 fights, hours spent in the boxing gym, many up and downs, I can say that boxing as a sport and workout is one of the best things that has ever happened to me in my life. It didn't teach me only how to fight in the ring or shape my body, but it showed me different ways of looking at life. It shaped me mentally. It gave me hope, confidence, structure, and most importantly, self-belief that I can do anything I desire in life. I have a special guest today, Leander Clarissa Rougier, an amateur international boxer, 2 times national champion, former Southern Area title belt holder, 2x silver medalist and International Haringey Box Cup. She's also a new mom to a beautiful 11 months old baby boy.
Hello, Leanne. Welcome to UK's Health Radio. Thank you so much for accepting the invitation, taking your time, and allowing our listeners to actually join your fitness boxing journey.
Thank you.
I hope this interview will find you and our listeners well. So you have an incredible result. You have incredible record, actually. You have 18 fights, you won 15, lost only 3. You have two national titles, if I'm correct. You're a former Southern Area title belt holder. You have 2 silver medals for International Haringey Box Cup. If there's anything I missed, I'm so sorry. It's a pleasure to interview you. So I would like to just ask you and touch up a little bit about your fitness and boxing journey. How did it all start? If you can explain it to our listeners.
Okay, I've always been into fitness, but I think I wanted to push myself a little harder, and obviously I wanted to lose weight. And as you know, boxing is boxing training is almost like you're training to be in kind of in the army, and it was only £5 a week. So I was like, yep, it's cheap. I'll join, and I won't fight at the end of it. So that was my thing. I'll be joining in, you know, getting really good training, and then kind of not fight in the end. But my coach, you know, took so much time out to train me and put so much effort in, and then. All the girls that were in the club, they really kind of rooted for me. And I was like, God, I'm going to have to fight now. So that's how I kind of stepped into the ring. And my first fight was, I won by stoppage. And then it kind of went on ever since then. So that's how I kind of started off, just to kind of, it was mainly fitness and kind of to try and lose weight. And then kind of, you know, I had to do it, really, because people put too much time and effort into me, so I had to.
Right, so you felt like, okay, let me try to
yes,
a little bit back and see how I do. And since you did so great, the story continues.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Maybe on the same subject still, how do you mentally prepare yourself for your boxing bouts? Is there anything particular you do?
For me, it works where I kind of switch off completely from boxing. So I don't watch any boxing. I don't talk about boxing. I just kind of treat it like I'm going to the gym. Just because for me, if I kind of think about it too much, it will make me too nervous. So I have to completely switch off of anything to do with boxing. And that's how I kind of mentally prepare. I need to be relaxed. And I think... if you're not relaxed in the ring, that's when you have really poor results. So for me, I need to really switch off. Where some people, they need to watch a few fights to inspire them and so on. But me, I need to switch off from boxing. Absolutely. And I think because of the pandemic, and I haven't boxed for a long time, now I can really enjoy boxing. And I'm starting to watch it on TV a bit more and really enjoy it without feeling, God, I've got a fight coming up and it's going to make me nervous.
Do you see yourself going back into competition world?
I don't know yet. I mean, to be honest with you, all the girls are turning pro now anyway. As you know, it seems like amateur boxing is over, you know, because they don't know when it's going to start back up again, you know. I think if there wasn't a pandemic and I went straight back into the gym, then yes, I'll definitely be. But now it's just been, we don't know what's happening. And all the girls, like every day I see like a post, everyone's turning pro. So, you know, what's going to happen? We just don't know, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
Don't know. Maybe turn pro, have a few fights, and that's it, you know?
Yeah. That's an option.
How about yourself?
Because at the moment, professional boxers or professional athletes can actually train, so they have access to the gym.
Yeah, because it's their job.
Yeah, not involved. For me personally, I think I would. I'm getting there slowly, but
yeah.
Because of the second lockdown, again, stopped my training. It's a very,
yeah,
very challenging situation. Very, very difficult decision to make. I'm trying not to rush it because once I rush it or make myself too overwhelmed with that thinking, then I tend to stress myself too much about it. So whatever's going to happen, but definitely coming back to a training just to see where I am.
I might do that myself, go back to the training and see how I feel. You know, I might be like, yes, or I might be like, you know, this ain't for me anymore. You know, you just don't know.
Amazing. Yeah. You know, yeah. I don't know about you, but I have clients that love taking their stress out of on punching, on boxing, especially when with the pandemic and the consistent lockdowns. Do you have a workout or something that do you feel like it would relieve the stress?
For me, it's running at the moment, like really running at kind of, now I'm getting to enjoy it, which I never thought I would. Mm-hmm. So I do a long run on a Sunday, so it's between 12 and 15K, and it's cross country. And yeah, so that is where, and then I do it with just guys, so I have to keep up with them, and it just, you know, it kind of, yeah, kind of like, yeah, let's do this, and that really kind of really really helps. I mean, I haven't hit a bag, I can't wait to hit a bag, you know, but kind of for now it's just the
kind of the running at the moment that really kind of, yeah, the Sunday run is amazing, 12 to 15K. And that's hard work.
Yeah, that is a big thing. That's for sure. Yeah. I would be probably like, hey, yeah, wait for me. Hey, guys, I'm here. No, yeah.
Yeah, no, that is me. But, you know, I, you know what it is? I think once you've boxed, you can do anything because you will never give up. In every, you know, because you know how hard it is to get in that ring. Like, no one knows, you know, until you've been in the ring, there's, you know, it's, I think, giving birth and boxing, they're the two, you know. And actually, a friend once said to me, the hardest person she ever fought was a mother, because she's been through that childbirth and she's, you know, that and she's boxed. So that's, you know, it's a big thing, really big thing. You know, so that for me, it's the running on the Sunday. Yeah.
I can actually, well, it gives me goosebumps. Yeah. I can't relate yet, but I can see the mentality, of course.
Yeah.
Your mom is something.
Yeah. Else.
Yeah. So
yeah.
You're just so incredible at what you do and when it comes to boxing. You know, there's still a lot of people that think boxing is very physically challenging compared to any other workouts or sports, and especially for female. So what advice would you give to beginners when it comes to mainly females, but obviously to majority of people? How could they start to approach such a challenging sport as boxing?
I think so someone who's trying to get into it,
Even the beginners, you know, when you come back to it, I believe you probably have the knowledge, you know.
Yeah.
So kind of you know what path to take. But for the beginners, like someone is just approaching the gym and be like, hey, I want to box. What advice would you give them as a such an accomplished boxer yourself?
I think for me, I think you have to be completely sure. I'd say go to the gym, maybe spend, you know, maybe a month or two, just kind of, you know, not even sparring. I mean, that's not in the question, you know. Spend, you know, a couple of months in the gym. Maybe, you know, maybe you've got someone lucky enough to have someone to mentor you or whatever. But really, I think make sure this is what you want to do, because it's a hard, physically, mentally, it's the hardest sport you can ever, you know, do. It's not like football or basketball or rugby where you've got your teammates. When you're in the ring, you are by yourself. Even if your coach is there, he's not in the ring with you. So you have to make sure that you are 100%, because basically you're getting punched in the face and it's not nice, you know, and you don't know what's going to happen, you know. So you have to be completely sure, you know. It's the training, it's the getting up at 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning, going for your runs, it's the sparring, it's the making sure you're fit, you know, whatever you need to do, yoga, spin class, sprints. It's not just, you have to live the sport. So it's not like, oh yeah, I'll do it on the weekend. No, you can't be drinking. You can't be eating crap. You know, your body has to be completely pure. So you have to make sure you are 100%. So I'd say go to the gym and maybe spend a month or two and making sure you see and know exactly, you know, what, you know, you're getting yourself into, because the ring doesn't lie. If you're not fit, or if you're not, you know, you could get seriously hurt. Seriously. And actually, once I did, when I went to Italy, I should have said no about going to this Italy to fight, because I wasn't 100%, but I still went, and it really taught me a lesson. I'm like, you know what, you have to be on point all the time. So I'd say definitely go to the gym and get a feel for it, and make sure you know what you're getting yourself into. Don't just go into it, you know, because it could end up in tears.
Would you say it's more of a consistency, patience, hard work, or talent and physical ability that can get you to a high level?
I don't think it's necessary, you know, talent. Because I've seen some boxers who are terrible at boxing, and even me when I first started, I was absolutely terrible. But I was just persistent, and I just said, you know what, you know, I've got a mentality like that. Once I start something, I have to do it. So for me, it's not, you know, obviously, you know, if you're talented, it's amazing. If you've got that kind of raw talent, but anyone can get in the ring and box. Anyone can get in the ring and box, you know. But for me, fitness is the key. 100%. I always say, you know, never lose on fitness. Never lose on fitness. You know, as I keep saying, someone could be amazing, but if they're not fit, you know, that's, you know, that's it really, you know. So I don't, you know, I think anyone can get in the ring, you know.
Yeah.
100%.
So, you know, you train for the gyms, you're the coach for like Gym Box, LCB Boxing, Dagenham Boxing Club, Urban Warriors, Fitness Hub, The Bridge. What's something that you have learned about yourself being in the teaching, coaching industry as an instructor role?
I think for me, especially teaching boxing, I believe that people who come to your class, I think they kind of respect you more as competed. I think they respect you more if you've competed. They like to, you know, kind of get the feel that, you know, you're getting taught by an actual boxer. I absolutely love doing it because it makes me kind of, I can teach someone something that you know, that I've been taught, and it feels nice. And I think regardless of if I continue boxing or I don't, I still want to continue teaching, because that's my passion. And I don't think I could ever just completely cut boxing out of my life, you know. So I do think, for me, I want to teach people, and you know, it makes me feel good after some, you know, after, you know, a class, and they're like, oh, it was an amazing class, I really enjoyed it, you know, it was technical, but it was, you know, high intensity at the same time. So for me, I definitely think I really want to kind of, I love teaching and people kind of appreciating it, really.
So would you say,
I hope that was the question.
Do you feel accomplished while teaching, and do you feel like, okay, I'm learning also something about myself? And if you learn about yourself,
I think for me, it makes me realize how confident I have become through boxing. So I feel really confident, you know, when I'm teaching, you know, it kind of shines through. And I think definitely, I think it gives me the confidence, 100% confidence. You know, I don't think it gives me, you know, accomplishes, because you always, there's nothing more than being in the ring. You know, if you're teaching, you know, these people, it's nice, but it's not kind of an accomplishment. I think if I was teaching, you know, if I got into amateur, you know, really kind of amateur training, training someone from young, and then competing, that would be amazing. That's an accomplishment. You've taught someone. Actually, what we both did when we taught the white collar, mm-hmm. that was an accomplishment, because it was like some of the people who came, they didn't have a clue, and to see them go out and box, that was an accomplishment, and that was amazing. You know,
to empower other females, especially females.
Yeah, I think females, 100% females. Yeah, I think
I'm a good teacher or coach, because actually they imply that, and if they win, even better, because obviously they get the reward, and you feel the rewarded as a coach that you did a good job.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
When people read about your fights, see you being so dedicated, driven, strong woman, but what is the downtime for you? The cheat days, the Netflix, how does it look like for you?
Downtime that doesn't exist.
Is there any downtime? Yeah, that's the question.
Do you know what?
Relax. What relax. Do you mean to relax?
Listen, relax. That doesn't happen. That's my downfall, is not relaxing. And even my old coach used to say to me, you need to have a rest day, and you need to relax. And it scares me to relax. I think I'm going to get unfit, or I'm going to get fat.
Oh my and God, I, 100% me. That's 100% yeah. me.
So, and you know what, now that I've got Noah, I've got my, you know, it's even more, I'm just like walking around like a zombie, because I've got him, then I'm training, then I'm there. So honestly, that's my downfall. I train every day.
Wow.
And that is terrible. Yeah.
And that is terrible. So guys, remember, rest time is just as important as the training time, but it's very
rest time is very, 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 very important. It's really important, actually. So please do not listen to me, but rest time is, and the thing about it, which I'm so silly, because you know what, when you do rest, you will lose weight. Your body needs to do that. And that's psychologically, I'm thinking, you know, it's not going to happen, but you do need it because your body needs to repair, you know. You won't see any changes if you continuously exercising, you know. And so don't listen to me.
I'm terrible at this too. It's like feeling like you're addicted to working out, and once you don't, oh my god, someone is going to get better at this time. But the rest time is just as much important, if not sometimes more
important. Absolutely.
Guys, remember to rest. Never under overestimate the rest time, because it's super, super, super important. You know, with gyms opening very soon in UK, because hopefully in 2-3 weeks we're gonna be open. Let's hope, fingers crossed. What's the first equipment you're gonna be using?
Do you know what? I cannot wait to do Barry's boot camp. Have we done that before?
I have never done it. I actually would love to, but I've never done it.
God. It's absolutely amazing. Let's see, it's going to be hard work because I haven't done it for well over a year. So let's see. So for me, it's going to be a Barry's boot camp or a spin class. I cannot wait to do that.
No spinning class. Okay. So you're going to touch up on it. What do you do, guys, in the Barry's boot camp? What equipment do you use?
So in Barry's boot camp, it's split in half. So half the class is treadmills and half the class is weights. So it's weights and sprints. So it's hardcore, man. Like literally
kettlebells. What is it?
Yeah, dumbbells, kettlebells. So it's half the class. So you do like, I don't know, like 10 minutes of sprints. And then 10 minutes and everyone swaps over, and then you do 10 minutes of weights and you swap over, and so it's brutal, brutal. And that really got me ready for fights. So if you're into that, then go Barry's boot camp. Barry's boot camp.
Okay. All right. Well, I haven't been there, but I've heard just a good opinion. So
yeah,
trying, you know, being a mom.
Yes,
I think we should touch up on this, because I feel like female are very underestimated. Being a mom, being a boxer, this is something like sounds like a superwoman. How do you see yourself in the future? You know, incorporating boxing into your motherhood, or do you feel like that gives you something that you could pass on your son, or do you feel
100%, like, honestly, I know for a fact he's going to be an athlete.
Motherhood, for example, the boxing training, I don't know, maybe the discipline or the
strength. I think discipline, routine definitely helps. Obviously, you know, in boxing you have to be disciplined, you have to have routine, you know. That's why you get lots of kids that are, you know, in maybe not so great neighborhoods or whatever, their parents send them to boxing for discipline, you know. And I think, you know, that's kind of passed on. I want my child to have discipline. And I do think that him seeing me, he sees me training. Like, every day he sees me training. So I 100% know he's going to be an athlete. Like, there's no way he's not, because he sees his mum doing it every day. You know, even now, like, I'm doing, like, star jumps and burpees, he kind of joins in as well. So I definitely think he's 100% going to be into it. 100%.
Raising a son, that is another
difficult game.
Being a role model, strong mom for a female, that's one thing. And then for a male child, I don't know, you know, I'm not a mom, but I can only try to think and relate to that, how difficult
it can be. Raising a son is so hard, because you want them to have morals, you want them to be kind, you know, you, you, it's different, you know, obviously, because you're a female, you're, if you've got a child, a girl child, it's different because you are a female, you know what to expect. With a son, you don't know, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want him to be like, you know, a horrible guy that's going to be horrible to women, or, you know, so, you know, I want to kind of raise him with morals and, you know, to be kind and to be respectful, and especially to women, you know, because we don't have it easy. Like, women, we are super women. We honestly, and I don't think we tell ourselves that, you know, every day, you know, we walk out the door, we are super women, because we have the world on our shoulders and we still have to get on with it. And I think we need to keep reminding ourselves that, and especially as a woman, you know, if you're a woman and you're, even if you're just a mum, it's hard work. Or so you can imagine, if you're a mum and you have to go to work every day, you have to, or you're an athlete, it's a lot of hard work, you know, but it can be done. And I think the discipline aspects of boxing, you know, will play a role in the motherhood, you know, kind of making sure, you know, you've got a schedule, or, you know, so I think that really helps.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, in terms of your accomplishment, what would you say is your biggest accomplishment in life?
I think giving bloody birth. Giving birth is, oh my God. I think for me, that and first stepping into the ring is the two, you know, hardest things in life. Those two, first stepping into the ring and giving birth, you know, and I, you know, totally wanted to have a natural birth, and I did, you know, and it was, you know, that was the hard. And you know, I think giving birth in a pandemic, because you didn't, you know, and now it's different because we kind of know about the pandemic, and you know, it doesn't scare me so much. Whereas when it first happened, it was April. It was right in the midst of things, so you didn't know what's going to happen. Like, is my baby safe? And you know, and then. Yeah. Giving birth and then having to stay in hospital, no visitors, you know, it's been awful. And raising a child in a pandemic, every day is like, what do I do today? You know, I'm doing the same walks backwards and forwards, and you know, so I think that's been hard. You know, raising a child in a pandemic has just been awful. It's just been awful, you know, because, you know, just there's nothing open, so it's like you're going insane, you know. So that's been quite challenging, I'd say.
I cannot imagine. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are definitely something else, some form of heroes, because I don't know if I was in your situation, that would be scary, terrifying, hard. So
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, it's been awful
for another woman to go through this, and you know, keep doing what you're doing, training and being motivated, and wanting to look and feel as good as. Prior to pregnancy,
yeah, absolutely.
I've been very motivated about it, and I always was like, wow, this girl really, really wants it. So where people can find you, connect with you, you know, if someone wants to ask you questions, or maybe have a PT sessions with you, or join your classes, where is the best thing to find you, how to connect with you?
So Instagram, I don't know my Instagram details. Right. I'll send it to you. You can, I'm not good at that, but I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to be better because obviously, you know, I got made redundant during the pandemic, which is crazy. Mm. So I'm just like, do I actually really want to go back to like a 9-to-5 job? I don't think I do. So maybe I can try and reinvent myself, you know. So, you know, so I need to start being better with my kind of Instagram handle and so on. So, I know, I don't even know it. That's how bad it is. So I'm sure you'll do the link and so on. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. I do have your Instagram, so
I think I'd like to. Yeah, and I think I'd like to do more stuff with mums as well, which is amazing, because sometimes after you give birth, you don't feel yourself, and I think if you have a trainer who's been there before, you kind of feel more comfortable. So I'd like to inspire mums. I think definitely.
And that's great. Yeah. I think that could be a niche. That could be something that definitely, first of all, you can relate to.
Yeah.
Have experience on that.
Yeah.
Why not? Trying. All right. Well, that was amazing. I have a few questions for you. We're doing facts and or facts. situation over here. So for
okay.
our listeners to know, is it true or is it not true, or what's your opinion about it? So first one, wearing slimming belts, waist trainers, does it help to lose belly fat? Fat or fat?
Not fact.
Or a fact. So it's a fad. It's basically the fashion right now.
Yeah, fad. Yeah.
I want to say the same thing. Like, listen, guys, like, unfortunately, losing weight has a lot to do with eating and training. Slimming belts won't really make you slim unless you really work for it. But that's just my opinion. So you're saying fads. Okay. Next one. Fad. Going on a smoothie diet helps to lose weight quickly and effectively. Fad or fact?
I think fad. I don't think effectively. I think it can, but not in a good way.
Yeah, I think it's a quick fix. Then we have something that.
Yeah, and then you can go back next week. You're back to So fat. Yeah, I would not do that. No way. It's just not worth it.
Guys, try to really do it the right way, because the quick ways don't last for long.
No.
Okay, and the last one. Working out with weights make you bulky. Fad or fact?
A fad, absolutely.
Fad, right. So especially for us female, we have that tendency to think like, oh, I'm going to pick up a weight and I'm going to start to be huge, and all of a sudden, like, I'm a bulky type of woman. No, guys, it doesn't happen this easy. If everything was that easy and simple, we all would be walking with two watermelons under our armpits. But unfortunately, it doesn't happen like that. It takes a lot of work. So working out with weights, my experience shows a lot of good action.
Well, look at your body. You're still very feminine and you know, I don't do lots of weights. I'm trying to do it because I know for a fact it makes you have an amazing body as a woman.
All right, so we're done. Well, I would like to thank you on my behalf and our listeners for taking your time from your child and from your training to actually give us this interview and this awesome advice. I think everyone can actually take something for themselves. Either they want to be a boxer or just enter boxing training sessions or even fitness. I think it's amazing also for moms to listen to you, knowing that you have a son and it's just 11 months old and you're actually going back to your previous shape and being so motivated. I think it's a beautiful thing, and I think you've inspired a lot of people to really push through. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for giving all your advices, all your time. You're truly an amazing superhero woman.
Thank you.
That's all.
Amazing.
Really, really appreciate you taking your time to do it.
No, thank you. Thinking about me.
No,
okay, Natalia. Bye. Okay, take care. Bye. Ciao.
Wow. What a woman. Superwoman. That's all I can say. Since our show today is dedicated to boxing, don't you want to feel, guys, like a boxer for a few minutes? I would like to all of us learn some fundamentals of this amazing sport. How about just do it right now with me? All right, so if you're sitting, stand up, please, okay? Now, put your hands up. So it's called your guard. Try to have your guard high up, so protect your face. Keep your elbows in. Now, when it comes to your hands, please close your hands tight. With your thumbs being out, fully close your fist. You can have two stances. We have orthodox and we have southpaw. If you're orthodox like myself, your leading hand, your jab, is your left hand. So try to punch it right now. Left hand, if you're orthodox. If you're southpaw, is the opposite side. So basically, the way you can figure it out is like with writing. You hold the pen and you have to decide either is a right or left hand. That's just to put it very simple. So you have your stance, and now you know if you're orthodox or southpaw. You know now your leading hand is the one that is further from your face. Okay, so that's your jab. The one that is further from your face is your jab. The one that is close to your face, close to your cheekbone, is called the backhand or the overhand cross, okay? So that one is close to your cheekbone, and it, if you orthodox like myself, is your right hand. So now you know, you have jab and you have a backhand. We're gonna call it 1-2. 1-2. Everyone, I'm gonna say 1-2, you're gonna throw your jab and backhand. Are we ready, team? In 3, 2, 1, let's go. 1-2. Punch, punch. Let's go. 1-2. 1-2. 1-2. 1-2. 1-2. 3 more. 2 more. 1 more. Yes. Woo. How you feeling, guys? We have our 2 first punches, your jab and your backhand, your cross. Now we're going to go to our other punch. It's called the uppercut. So, think about it. Imagine that you are actually punching someone in their chin. So you have to slightly bend your knees, drop your hand and try to punch someone in that chin. So you have to drop your height, bend your knees, and uppercut with your left and uppercut with your right. You can switch always stances. You can always do it the other way around. There's no right or wrong stance, so make sure you choose the one that is most comfortable for you. Let's go. 2 uppercuts in a row. 1-2. And again, uppercut, uppercut. And again, team, uppercut, uppercut. Good job. Let's go. Uppercut, uppercut. 3 more. Uppercut, uppercut. Punch, punch. Let's go. Uppercut, uppercut. 1 more time. Uppercut, uppercut. Okay. Wow. Now we have our 3 punches. So you have your jab, the long punch. You have your cross, the other straight long punch. We have our uppercut and uppercut. So 2 uppercuts. Now we go and go. We're going to go to our other 2 punches. Hook and hook. So right hook, left hook, or left hook, right hook. The side doesn't really matter. All that matters is the technique. So your hook. Now think about it. Imagine that there's an opponent in front of you, or you have a bag in front of you. You want to punch someone in their cheekbones. Cheekbones, okay? So you're punching, you're fully extending the arm. You're extending the arm and you're trying to reach to those cheek. So we're going to go with our left and with our right. And you go left and you go for your right. And again, 1 and 2. And your hook, hook. Let's go. 5 more. Hook, hook. 4 more. And go. Hook, hook. 3 more. Hook, hook. 2 more. Hook, hook. Last one. Hook, hook. That's right, team. All right. Hey, we have our first 4 punches. You have your jab, long punch. You have your cross, long punch. You have your hook to someone's cheekbones, bent shot. And you have your uppercut to someone's chin, our 4th shot. So as you can see, we have 4 shots in boxing. And again, it's a jab, cross, hook, and uppercut. So you can change the order. The order doesn't really matter. What matters is that you have to remember there are 4 basic shots, okay? So very simple, team. One more time. We're going to stay in our stance, boxing stance. So slightly bend your knees. Your feet are parallel. Bend your knees and try to rock front, back, front, back. Try to feel like this Rocky, you know, from the Rocky movies. So if you don't know how to do it, try to watch it or picture it. Go in front of the mirror, guard up, hands up, protect your face, protect your chest, elbows in, and try to go. 1-2, 2 straight shots, jab backhand, jab backhand. 1-2, 1-2. Now let's gonna go for 2 hooks. Hook, 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 hook. Uppercut, 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 uppercut. Uppercut, uppercut. That's right, team. Okay, all right, all right, all right. Good job. Now, we're going to put all those shots together in one little combo. We're going to go jab, backhand, 1-2. Now we're going to go hook, hook, 3-4. And uppercut, uppercut, 5-6. So, 6 shots in one go. We're going to repeat the same thing 5 times. Are we ready? In three, in two, in one, let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 3, team. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 5. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Woo! All right. How are we feeling? Are we feeling like boxers? Okay, team. Catch a breather. Good job. Hey, don't you feel like a real boxer right now? Come on, let's try it again. Let's do it a few more times together so you can actually get it into your system. In 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I want two more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. One more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I lied. One more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Time. Yes, team. Yes. Very good. How are we feeling? How's everyone? Oof. You should be a little bit sweaty right now. I hope everyone is feeling good. I hope you had fun. That was just a little preview of what can happen actually when you enter a boxing gym, or even when you just really face the mirror, look at yourself and try to shadow box. What we just did right now, it's called a shadow box. What you need is a mirror, yourself, your hands, and a little bit of creativity. All right, so that's how you can actually start to learn something new in your own home environment. No equipment needed. All you need is strong will, your body, and that's all that is, team. As you could hear from Leanne, she started boxing thinking only about getting in shape, getting fit, and losing weight. And what happened next? She became that superhero woman with 18 bouts on her account, several titles, and a career in coaching and mentoring other people. She has released her inner champ without even thinking or wanting. How about you? Are you allowing yourself to feel free? Feel strong? Are you believing in yourself and giving yourself the opportunity to explore and grow? Remember, life is all about challenges. If you stick to your comfort zone, you will not progress. Not physically, neither mentally. I believe that our life is all about golden middle. To take care of our physical and mental health. As it doesn't matter how hard you can hit. What matters is how many times you can get back up and fight back. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any questions about today's show, fitness-related questions, or maybe you want to share your fitness journey and experience with me, please contact me. You can email me, nkotowska123@gmail.com, or DM me on Instagram, fitness with an K. Make sure you check my website, www.nataliakotowska.com. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Fitness with NK. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.